Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Hall of Fame financial advisor, Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
We also have financial advisor, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And operations director, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
What's on the agenda today, guys?
I'm going to try not to look that way because he's got on an Auburn tie today.
No,
well,
War Eagle.
Since you brought it up, you know, I wore this tie today because, Laura, you're an Auburn fan.
Yes.
Victoria is an Auburn fan. Victoria gave me this tie. Now, Jim, as we all know, is a devout Alabama fan. And, of course, I graduated from South, so I'm going to do this for all of you all. I'm going to say Roll Tide for you. I'm going to say War Eagle for you two. You don't know how hard that is.
And go Jags.
And go Jags.
So no matter what fan you are, Safe Harbor Financial Services can still help with your retirement.
Yes, and we're 2 months away, just about 2 months away, from what everybody looks forward to down here. It's an exciting time. It's college football season.
Right.
Now, don't forget about planning your retirement because, you know, I know what you're going to be doing on Saturdays. Saturdays, you're going to be in front of the TV watching your beloved Crimson Tide.
If they plan like Saban does, see, they'll be a winner.
There you go. You can help them do that.
And we've got to introduce, we've got to bring back our favorite office manager, been with me for 10 years now, Miss Victoria Miller.
Well, hello. Thank you.
I call her Vicki.
Yeah, most people.
I call her Victoria.
I don't want to get that formal with her.
That's too many syllables.
I scream and holler at her across the hall.
When I think of Victoria, I think of something else, but it's a store that I love. It's not available in Fairhope, but it's okay. You know, we need to talk about financial stuff here. I know.
Good
we can,
idea.
We can sit here and have fun all day.
Straighten them up, Vicki.
Speaking of football, you know, a great football game is won by planning. And that's what we can help you do at Safe Harbor Financial.
You got to plan for everything. It doesn't come by accident. You got to plan. The earlier you plan, the more success you'll have. And that's what we do, Safe Harbor. People have come into us and they have failed to plan, and we set up a plan for them.
Okay? Right. You have to be prepared. You know, I use the coaching example all the time, and I usually use it with a golf example. But why do you think the teams under Nick Saban are doing so well? They plan, they practice, they do the same thing over and over again till they get it as right as they can. Now, in retirement planning, you don't necessarily want to do the same thing over and over again if it's working. But here's a question, and Vicki, you asked me this morning. What about diversification? What about how do you protect your retirement savings by not putting, as the old saying is, all your eggs in one basket?
Well, Jim, I think you're better to answer that on diversification because there are different ways to diversify your retirement planning, right?
I was talking to a gentleman the other day who thinks he was well diversified. I mean, he had investments in stocks, bonds, and everything you can imagine out there, CDs and all that. I said, but do you have something that is safe and guaranteed and can give you a high return on your money also? He said, well, what do you mean? I have CD. Well, a CD is not a high return on your money. I said, it is liquid, but do you have anything that can give you a guaranteed lifetime income you can outlive, guaranteed for life, for you and your spouse if you want it to? He thought a minute, and he says, no. He said, well, we have something like that to offer. And also, as a contingency to that, we may have something that gives you nursing home coverage or home health care coverage in the same vehicle. I said, do you have nursing home coverage? No, I didn't think I needed it. I got plenty of money. I got all my diversification. I didn't think I needed it. What happened if you got into average stay in a nursing home is 2.5 years. Average nursing home cost is $90,000 to $100,000 per year. So you'd have enough to get yourself through. Probably I'd look at your assets, but what would your wife do? What about your wife? What's left for her? What's left for the grandkids? You want to leave money for the grandkids? Sure. So you got to plan for things like that. You got to plan for every contingency that you possibly can.
And that's why we encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne and take advantage of the offer for our radio show listeners of a complimentary consultation or complimentary seats to an upcoming seminar. Simply pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And you know you can always go to our website 24 hours a day. Ask Jim Byrd. That's BYRD. AskJimByrd.com. So here's a thought, guys. You know, right now we're experiencing the greatest surge in retirement in our country's history. More people are retiring today than have ever been retiring before. We also have a low interest rate environment that's really making it impossible for retirees to generate risk-free new income from their retirement savings that even keeps up with inflation. You know, think about risk-free. The first thing that comes to my mind, well, is a CD. Currently, a CD rate is probably less than 1%. It's way less than 1%. And inflation, if you look at the consumer price index that was just reported the other day, they're saying for the last few months it was about almost 5%. Now that's due mainly to gasoline. But inflation is one of the key things that we have to worry about in retirement. We've got to find a way to make our retirement savings last for the rest of our life. And that's something that we talk to folks every day about. How can you have reliable, dependable income for the rest of your life? And what's the second place that most people get that from? Jim, you and I get it right now.
Social Security.
Social Security, yes.
I don't get it, but you guys get it.
We do, and it is a reliable, consistent, but it's a reliable, consistent source of income. You know, unless the government goes broke, and, you know, you can sit here all day and talk about national debt, but our Social Security is going to pay us generally. Jim, I think you and I, you may get yours on the fourth Wednesday of the month. I think I get mine on the third Wednesday of the month. But we can rely and depend on that income. What other income can you rely on and depend on from a retirement account that you've set up? Well, how about a stock account? Is it going to give you reliable?
No, sir.
Why?
It's not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed. It's there.
You can't do it from mutual funds. You can't do it from stock. There's only one place you can get it, and that is from a lifetime annuity.
Right.
Guaranteed lifetime annuity. Give you income you cannot outlive for both spouses, and it'll be there every month, folks. Be there every month.
Yes.
Yeah, it's based on the life insurance company's ability to pay, but if you deal with only a giant annuity, A-rated, A-plus annuity, in my lifetime, I've never had an annuity company go under.
Yeah, and here's something that you've been experiencing for 40 years because you've been in this business this long. What's another place that people in the past had a reliable, guaranteed stream of income? They've gone away. I'll give you a hint.
Pensions.
Defined benefit plans.
Pension plan, yeah. That's what they had. My father had one. Your father may have had one, but you know, they're a dinosaur now. And you know why they're a dinosaur? Because companies don't want to manage them anymore.
They got expensive to manage, and the company was totally responsible for all the decisions in those accounts. So if the company made the wrong decisions, not only in protecting the retirement money, but if they made the wrong decisions for their business, the company might not be able to fund those retirement plans. And that's a big problem for many defined pension plans that are still around. They're underfunded. So even though they want to pay you the benefits, more and more people over the last 20 years have experienced situations where their defined benefit plans just went away. You know, the company couldn't afford to pay them.
We've talked a lot about the guaranteed income part of what we do. Let's talk a little bit, switch, and talk about Social Security, Gary.
Sure.
A little bit. You know, how is your Social Security benefits earned? Do you know that, Gary?
I sure do. You earn those benefits by working and paying into your Social Security account. You pay a portion of that cost. Your employer pays a portion of that cost. And over time, based on your highest 40 quarters of income, that is what your monthly Social Security benefit is based on.
That's correct, Gary. And it takes 10 years of work for qualify for Social Security.
Yes.
So you got to do that. In 2021, you must earn $1,470 to get one Social Security work credit and $5,880 to get the maximum of four credits for the year. A lot of people don't know that. They don't really know that. They just expect Social Security is going to be there. If I work and get Social Security, I'll get Social Security. But it's not easily attainable. It's not there for everybody. You got to earn it.
Right. You got to contribute to it.
You know, and they're calculated. How are they calculated? They're calculated on the years based on the 35 calendar years in which you earned the most money. 35 most years which you earned the most money.
So I was off by 5 years. That's okay.
Well, we'll let you make a mistake.
Okay.
You're getting old.
Thank goodness. I like getting old because I like getting those Social Security benefits. And, you know, one of the things that I did wrong, and not necessarily wrong, but you and I were in different circumstances. I took early retirement. So I filed for my Social Security benefits when I was 62. Looking back, I wish I would have used some of my income from my retirement account to at least get me to 66 or even 70, because you know what happens between 62 and 70.
Right. Yeah, you get, you know, increases at 70 and maximizes out at 70. And but you know Social Security has a built-in cost of living in it?
I do.
We know that. I don't know if everybody knows that or not, but it's called COLA, cost of living adjustment in your retirement. And most of them this year will see a 1.3% cost of living adjustment in their monthly Social Security check. So that's pretty good. I mean, having that feature in there, it means that Social Security is going to grow. It's kind of keep up with inflation a little bit. So that's good. Except that most people depend on Social Security alone, and that alone is not going to be enough, folks.
Safe Harbor Financial Services has some products and tools and strategies to help you figure it out. And we encourage you to call for your complimentary consultation while you're listening to this program, even if it's on the weekend. Write this number down or leave a message. Call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And Jim, you know, you mentioned Social Security. Right now, the estimates are that about 10,000 people per day are turning 65. And that number is going to stay kind of consistent. It's going to grow until about 2024, when about 12,000 people per day are signing up for Social Security benefits. Now, that means that our entitlement programs are going to become more and more costly for the federal government, because they have to fund them. That's an obligation that we all depend on. That's our safe, reliable income. And I don't think, I'm not worried about Social Security going away. Certainly for younger people, there may be some changes. You know, we've had several changes over the last few years, a gradual increase in the full retirement age, increases in the amount of your earnings that are taxable for Social Security. I think the top range right now is about $140,000 a year, where if you earn over that, you don't pay any Social Security taxes. President Biden has suggested a strategy where you pay up to $140,000, and then there's a donut hole between $140,000 and $400,000 when you start paying again. We don't know how that's going to pan out, but the point is, Social Security used to be one of the three pillars of the retirement three-legged stool. And you know what those three are.
I know. I got a trick question for you, Gary.
Uh-oh, okay. Let's see if Vicki can answer it.
Vicki, any of you can answer, what were the 2 years that Social Security did not pay any cost of living?
Ooh, you got me there. The year I was born?
No, they don't go back that far. 2010, 2011, it did not pay a cost of living adjustment. And in 2016, it didn't pay a cost of living adjustment.
Ew.
Now, in 2009, it paid 5.8% cost of living adjustment. See, I didn't know that.
What did it pay in 2021?
Hasn't 1.3.
come out
yet. 1.3. And what was it in the previous year?
1.6.
So that would have been in 2020.
Right.
Now, here's something, because you made me think about this. What also happened in 2009? We had one of the highest inflationary periods in our history. Why? Because we had a huge market correction in 2008.
Right.
You know, a lot of people forget the market goes up and down. And in 2008, if you were fully invested in the market, you probably took a hit of about 37% of your total investable account. I'm not saying that's your total retirement savings, but you lost. Now, over the next 10 years, you gained it back, but you had to start from a lower position than you were. So that loss hurt you for a long time. And if you retired in 2009, well, guess what? If you had $100,000, I can work that math easily, and you lost 37%, instead of being able to retire on $100,000, you're retiring on $67,000. What does that do to your lifestyle?
Right. See, the cost of living adjustment here don't cover Social Security.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry, the market.
Right.
They're motioning my, get closer to my mic, and threw me off what I was talking about. But it's... it doesn't cover the market. So if your income, what I'm getting at, if some of your income or all of your income is dependent upon the market, then you may be in trouble in a downturn in the market, folks. And we can help you with that, because we got some stuff that's guaranteed, accumulated a guaranteed interest rate, give you a guaranteed income that you cannot outlive, the same income for you and your spouse every year.
It's imperative that folks pick up the phone and call to learn more. Like you say, Jim, some people spend more time planning a vacation than they do their retirement. This is so important to take advantage of our complimentary consultation. No obligation, no pressure. Just see what the options are. Get that portfolio review. Get a second opinion by calling Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And, of course, even when you're up late at night, go to Ask Jim Bird, B-Y-R-D, AskJimBird.com. Go to our website. You know, we record this show, so we can't take call-in questions, but you can certainly leave any question that you'd like about any aspect of retirement planning, from Social Security to Medicare to types of investments, be that investments in the market, which you're licensed to do, or insurance strategies, which we all work with, and we'll be happy to answer that question for you. And Vicki, you mentioned something to me the other day that is very important: income gap.
Yeah. I mean, I think the older that you get, even if you are confident in how much you've saved for retirement, I mean, anything can happen. I mean, so it's why I think that it's important to have something in place. And it's not saying that what you have in place now isn't good. You know, it might have been good whenever you did it, but knowing that things have changed, the economy has changed. I know that healthcare costs have had to have changed. Just looking at, you know, cost of prescriptions and the copays and the insurances and you know, having money to last your lifetime is important, I would think. So it kind of goes back into, no matter how confident you think you are, you know, there's always something that could come up. And if it does, is it going to leave a burden for someone in your family who may not be as well taken care of as you are? So I think that there's always an importance of identifying any potential income gaps that you could have.
That's one of the things we help people prepare for. You know, most people kind of use an old rule of thumb that you can live on about 75% of your pre-retirement income. Well, okay, when you take a look at your retirement account, and Jim, we talked about a moment ago, if you're depending on an account that is heavily invested in the market, you're not going to have a reliable income stream, because the market can go up and down. And the difference between what income you can take out consistently and the expenses you have is your income gap. For a lot of people, and I'll go back to myself for a minute, retiring at 62, I had an income gap between what I was spending pre-retirement and what I was spending post-retirement. So I elected to take my Social Security benefits early. Now, that cost me over my lifetime, because if I would have not taken my Social Security benefits at 62, between 62 and 65, the amount of my benefits would have grown by 6%. I had a retirement account that I could have pulled that money out of, but I didn't have a financial advisor that was sitting down with me to say, hey, Gary, where would it be better to take that money from? It goes back to the football example. You know, Nick Saban coaches his players. You know, it's up to the player to get the best out of themselves, and it's up to all of us to plan our retirement. But you need a coach to ask you some of the right questions to keep yourself on track, to keep yourself moving forward.
And that's why it's important to sit down and talk with an advisor, and we happen to be in Daphne. And it's okay to go talk to somebody else other than your current guy or gal.
Sure.
It's okay, because they may be able to offer additional information that your current place may not be able to help you with. It never hurts to get a second opinion. We used to say that all of the time. But Gary, you were mentioning where you wish that you had known. And Jim, I think you were reading an article not too long ago that there is a way, if you apply for Social Security, that maybe you could possibly undo some of those claiming decisions. Do you remember some of that content of everything that you read? Because I know it was a long article. What were some of the highlights?
You can claim Social Security and unclaim Social Security. So you can do that too. And let's say, for instance, that you're coming to a landfall of money, and somebody dies, and you get a bunch of money, inherit a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. You say, well, I'd like to put off my Social Security, you know, until later on there'll be higher Social Security, maybe. So you can do stuff like that. There's all kind of things you can do with Social Security. And you can also, you can claim Social Security benefit, you can withdraw the application, you can go back and do a lot of things to delay it, you can do whatever you want to do. You have to start drawing Social Security by age 70 generally, but you can unclaim Social Security after you started it. That's factor that most people don't realize.
Within the first 12 months, right?
Right.
So if you were to claim it, you have 12 months of claiming those benefits, and then you can withdraw the applications. But what happens if you file and you start getting benefits? Do you have to pay anything back?
You could. You don't have to, but you can. And it'll add on to your bottom line for you when you do start drawing it.
Right. But to do that, you have to have what? A reliable, dependable source of income.
Right.
And I'm actually proud to tell you that one of the third best sources of reliable, dependable, consistent income is in an insurance annuity. And yeah, this is being promoted right now, not only by the federal government, because the SECURE Act made it easier for companies to provide annuities within a company defined contribution plan. In a defined benefit plan that most people used to rely on, the company made all the decisions. They took all the risks. But in a defined contribution plan, you're in charge of those. You have to make your own decisions about how to cut up that money in different types of investment products within your 401k. And in the past, there has not been a choice to be part of an annuity. An annuity gives you consistent, reliable income that will last for as long as you live. That's something you can't get in a market account, you can't get in a CD, but in a guaranteed annuity that has a lifetime guaranteed withdrawal benefit, you can have lifetime income.
And it also means, Gary, everything y'all are saying is more reason why you should pick up the phone and take advantage of the offer just to see what's out there, because you can't get that annuity anywhere. We've got products that might be of interest to your retirement, and it is in your best interest to just call and learn more. Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1224.
1984. I was listening. I was going to come up with a joke. Oh, Laurie, that's what threw me off.
Well, and to expand on what Laurie said, you know, it's important not to just have what some of us call a financial advisor. Some people feel like their stockbroker is their financial advisor. Well, stockbrokers do a wonderful job, and a lot of them probably don't want to be called stockbrokers anymore because less and less people buy individual stocks. They invest in other investment products that offer them maybe a little bit more measure of protection, but still have the ultimate risk of losing all your money at any time because it's not guaranteed. But a true financial advisor is someone that can help you look at the holistic planning that you're going to have to use the rest of your life, help you look at what you can do to have your own pension plan, your own guaranteed stream of income, help you look at what your potential health care costs are. You know, we haven't even touched on that today, and that's a big worry for many people.
Yeah, yeah.
We rely on Medicare, and Medicare is a good plan. I use it. It's going to be around for a long time. There's a lot of talk about the trust fund going broke. You know, hopefully Congress is going to do what they need to do to protect that. But most of us are going to get our health care benefits through Medicare or some plan like that. So when you sit down with a financial planner, it's important to say, well, how does the income I earn affect my cost of Medicare? Because when you earn a certain amount of money, your Part B Medicare benefits are going to cost you more. So you need a financial planner that can address all the aspects of retirement.
You know, that
planning.
Cost of living we mentioned earlier, Gary, mm-hmm. that doesn't cover rising cost of health care.
Oh, no, not even close.
So that's just part of it. So you can't sit back and retire and say, well, I've got it made. I've got enough money. Income's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I got a cost of living. I don't have to do anything.
It really doesn't cover the inflation rate either.
No, it doesn't.
Just go look at the grocery store.
Oh, I know, right? But that's just the benefit. And you have a plan. I mean, Saban's not going to walk out on that field, Jim, without a plan, right?
That's right.
Okay, so he's got to feel pretty confident about what his players are going to do, right?
Exactly.
So that's the same thing that you should be thinking about in retirement.
And even more importantly, let's say something happens during the game, and he's got to change that plan. So he's there to say, hey, let's take a look at what just went on and see how we can improve mm-hmm. what we're doing. That's what we do for folks.
Exactly.
Let Safe Harbor Financial Services coach you in your financial future, no matter what team you're on. Thank you, guys. Jim Bird, Vicki Miller, and Gary Garner with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Call for that complimentary consultation or seats to an upcoming seminar, 625-1226 or 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on this same station for safe investing in the new economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.